From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama heads to the Gulf Coast region today to see firsthand the effects of the giant BP oil spill. He says he's totally focused on the issue, as critics such as Rodney Meyer of Bernard Parish, Louisiana, say they wish he would stay home and direct others to speed up their work.
If President Obama was actually on top of things like he claims he is, he could stay in Washington and have his people down here dealing with things and not stopping progress from being made.
BP is still trying to stop the oil leak using its so-called top kill method. NPR's Richard Harris reports the company's been starting and stopping the procedure as it tries different ways to get it to work.
BP has pumped tens of thousands of barrels of drilling fluid down into the well over the past couple of days. Almost all of that material has simply ended up on the seafloor, forced out of the well by the onrushing oil and gas. But BP says this technique requires patience, and they aren't giving up. They say they could still keep trying for a day or two. If the dense fluid does eventually stop the flow of oil, BP will pump in cement to cap the well. If it doesn't, the company plans to saw off the leaking pipe and hook up a device called the Lower Marine Riser Package, which is designed to capture the spewing oil and gas and pipe it to ships on the surface. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Rescue teams are looking for survivors in the wreckage of a train that has derailed in eastern India after an explosion. At least 15 people are dead. Veer Singh brings us a report from New Delhi.
People at the scene say they can hear cries for help from inside some of the derailed cars as rescue workers try to reach them. India's rail transport minister, who traveled to the site in the state of West Bengal early Friday, says the passenger train was hit by a blast as it traveled from the state capital Kolkata to the western city of Mumbai. Some of the cars were then hit by a goods train traveling in the opposite direction. Rail transport officials blame the incident on communist rebels who have called a general strike in the area where the trains collided. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Gunmen have attacked two minority sect Islamic mosques today in Lahore, Pakistan. There's no firm word on casualties. Some witnesses report the gunmen throwing weapons that may have been grenades. The Ahmadi Muslims are often the target of Sunni Muslim radical groups in Pakistan. More steps along the way to repealing the ban on gays serving openly in the U.S. military. The full House has voted to repeal the 1993 Don't Ask, Don't Tell law in an amendment to a defense spending bill that is to have a final vote today. The House vote comes hours after a vote to repeal in the Senate Armed Services Committee. It's unclear if the entire defense spending bill can pass with the amendment repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. From Washington, this is NPR News. Britain and France are commemorating the 70th anniversary of the evacuation at Dunkirk. Eleanor Beardsley reports on their remembrance of the 1940 rescue mission that saved the lives of more than 300,000 British and French soldiers.
A flotilla of 64 ships headed to France from the English coast Thursday to mark the anniversary of the evacuation. On board were a handful of survivors from the original rescue operation, all now in their 90s. The boats were greeted by a French piper as they entered the harbor of Dunkirk. 70 years ago, French and British troops who had been fighting the advance of Hitler's army through Belgium and the Netherlands were pushed back to the coast and trapped on the beaches at Dunkirk. Between May 26 and June 4, 1940, hundreds of British ships sailed across the channel to rescue them. Though thousands died in what was called Operation Dynamo, historians say the evacuation boosted British morale and came at a crucial point of the war. Dunkirk bought time for the Allies and allowed them to regroup and fight another day. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Expect plenty of traffic, crowded rest areas, and lots of other customers at lunch stops if you're traveling today and through the rest of the holiday weekend. AAA Auto Club says many Americans do not want to spend that much on travel this summer, and instead of flying, lots of them are choosing to go by car. AAA says many people are choosing destinations based on the lowest fares and hotel rates and plan to travel shorter distances than last year. Ford Motor Company is making no official comment, but there are news reports saying it may be considering discontinuing its Mercury brand. Mercury had its best year in 1978. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.